Speaking of football, NFL draft next Thursday, and I'm wondering if there's going to be any news out of Winter Park this weekend dealing with one of the quarterbacks. And a guy that follows the Vikings from the St. Paul Pioneer Press, Chris Thomason. Chris, the option on Christian Ponder of taking on his fifth year of the contract, what's the deadline for that?
It's 11 p.m. tonight, so they got to do something by then. I mean, most people, and I believe them, don't think it'll be picked up. I mean, they can pick it up, and then it's not guaranteed, except it's guaranteed against injury. So they pick it up, and he gets hurt long term this year. They're on the hook for $9.6 million. But even if they do pick it up, and, you know, let's say he has a decent season, you know, I don't think he's going to have the type of season that makes him a $9.6 million quarterback, and then you've got to just release him anyway or ask him to renegotiate. So it seems like there's more downsides than upsides.
You know, every NFL team needs a decent backup.
Man, use air quotations when you said decent?
Well, some are decent and some are not very decent. You know, if they go into this year with Castle as the main guy, certainly you got Ponder as a decent backup. I don't foresee anybody else coming in that could do a better job. How about you, Chris?
Yeah, well, Castle signed for last year, assuming that he was probably going to be the backup, which he was for most of the season, for $3.7 million. So that was kind of a backup wage. And that went as apparent that he was the leading candidate to be the starter. He opted out and renegotiated, and now he's making $5.5 million a year. So if, you know, Castle's making that kind of money as their presumed starter, you know, I don't see how Ponder gets to a $9.6 million range. I mean, we'll just have to see, you know, what happens this year. Let's say they don't pick up the option, and Ponder is the backup, but he's an effective backup. Is he going to want to stay in that role, or is he going to say, oh, no, I'm a starter, and then bolt to start somewhere? Mm-hmm. But, of course, if nobody wants him to be a starter, you know, he can't sign himself. So we'll have to see.
Well, we talked so much about the draft, but the Vikings had their voluntary three-day minicamp. You know, with the new CBA, they get the extra time because of the new coaching staff. From the bits and pieces that you were able to see, did you take out any identifiable traits in the short time that they were there, Chris?
You know, they liked the fact that they had a mini camp before the draft, so that kind of will help them in the draft, thinking, we might need more help at this position than we thought, or maybe, you know, hey, we're actually pretty much set at this position. You know, Adrian Peterson, from what I saw watching practice, he looked fine coming back from his groin surgery. They got a key early look at the quarterbacks. What Mike Zimmer is looking for is leadership type guys, both at the quarterback position and other positions. I mean, at quarterback, he wants to see how players respond to Castle and Ponder. And then he's looking at Adrian Peterson, whether he thinks he can be a leader. He made a comments a few weeks ago on a Texas radio station saying basically, you know, Peterson might be our best player, but he's got to show to me that he can be a leader. So he's kind of evaluating those things, and the more he's around the players, the more of a chance.
Kazoo tight.
And the more the chance he's around players, the more of a chance he has to evaluate them, obviously.
He's Chris Thomason, St. Paul Pioneer Press. You can follow him on Twitter and also online at the St. Paul Pioneer Press website. Chris, with the NFL draft coming up on Thursday, if you were the GM, who are you going to pick? If a quarterback is available, are you going to take one, or are you going to go best player available?
I would probably trade down, maybe get a few extra picks. I mean, if I had to take eight at this point, I've been projecting, I think, C.J. Mosley, the linebacker from Alabama. If Blake Bortles is there, a quarterback, that certainly will intrigue them, but they have to be entirely sold on him. Rick Spielman's not going to want any repeat of the 2011 Christian Ponder scenario where he drafts a quarterback high and he doesn't pan out. But there's a lot of quarterback depth in this draft. And, you know, they can get somebody a quarterback at their 40th pick in the second round. It might be pretty good. Or if somebody's still sitting there that they like, they can trade up. I mean, they obviously have looked closely at Teddy Bridgewater, who's said to be falling in the draft. But if their opinion on Bridgewater is higher than the opinion some teams have, I mean, I don't think they take Bridgewater at eight. But if he's still sitting there in the late first round and they like him at that spot, they could trade up and get him. And then there won't be as much immediate pressure. I mean, if they draft a quarterback at eight, the bottom line is everybody's going to be clamoring, asking every week, is this guy ready to start? When's this guy going to start, et cetera? Every time Castle is a bad game, okay, you're going to play the rookie. But if you draft a quarterback in a later round or maybe even late in the first round, there's not that much pressure, or as much pressure, I should say.
We've been dissecting this thing so many different ways because we've got the extra couple of weeks because they moved it back because of the home show that I guess it had been postponed. But if we get to Thursday night, is there a worst-case scenario for the Vikings at number eight where there would be no player available for them or no trade partner? I mean, is there a situation that they could really be caught to catch 22, Chris?
Well, I think the worst-case scenario, I think they have a pretty good idea of how the draft is going to unfold. I mean, obviously, a best-case scenario for them might be if somehow a Khalil Mack slipped down and is available at number eight.
That'd be good.
Probably the worst-case scenario is if they decide that they're not going to take maybe, say, Blake Bortles at number eight, and they can't get a good deal to trade down. I mean, C.J. Mosley is possibly at eight, but they might be able to get him a little bit later. So, or let's say they like him, maybe they trade down thinking they can get him at 12, but then they don't get him. Or an Aaron Donald, you know, maybe they're targeting him, but think they can get him a little later. So probably the worst-case scenario would be either not getting the type of deal to trade down, or trading down with the assumption that a certain player would be available, and then he's not available.
Well, this would never happen, not getting the card into the commissioner before your time is up. That would never happen, would it there, Chris?
Heavens no.
Hey, I know the Wild are on their way to Chicago. You're in the Twin Cities. Is Wild fever at a pretty high pitch right now up there?
Well, it seemed like all the Vikings wanted to do was talk hockey a few days ago. Mike Zimmer, Cordero Patterson, Norv Turner, they were all bringing up hockey on their own in interviews this past week. So when Cordero Patterson, who's from Tennessee and probably had never seen a hockey puck in his life until he got here last year. If he's talking about hockey, you know it's having an impact.
Hey, Chris, what do you got in the newspaper coming up through the weekend? What are you following?
Well, we'll have a draft preview type situation Sunday. I had a sit-down interview with Rick Spielman yesterday, so we'll write up Sunday what he's thinking heading into an important draft for him. I put up online earlier today, Corey Wooten, the free agent defensive lineman, defensive end, who they signed in March. Brian Robinson figured that he was going to come in looking to start and that he was going to battle, but Wooten told me the other day, "Nah, Robinson's a starter. I'm just coming in to be a rotation guy." So he's already conceded the starting spot, so that's online right now.
You can follow Chris online at TwinCities.com, the online edition of the newspaper. You can also follow Chris tweeting at C. Thomason at PioneerPress.com. Hey, Chris, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.
There he goes. Chris Thomason does a great job with the old St. Paul Pioneer
he's
Press.
He's a great writer.